Far-left British Green Party publishes Urdu language campaign ad for by-election in multicultural Manchester. By Kurt Sindelka on February 24, 2026. In a stark demonstration of the impact that mass migration and multiculturalism have had on the British political system and its accelerating sectarianization, the far-left Green Party made one of its final pitches ahead of this week's major by-election entirely in the South Asian language Urdu. On Thursday, voters in the Greater Manchester constituency of Gordon and Denton will head to the polls for a special election to replace Labour MP Andrew Gwynne, who resigned following leaked messages in which he pined for the death of his own constituents. With the scandal-ridden Labour Party collapsing in popularity across the country, amid failures to turn around the economy or protect the nation's borders, and the previously governing Conservative Party still reeling from their failures on the same issues, the by-election has become a race between the leftist Green Party and Nigel Farage's populist Reform UK Party. While Reform candidate Matt Goodwin has highlighted the negative impacts of mass migration policies on the area's traditionally Labour-voting working class, such as the degradation of social services and the billions spent on welfare, housing, and other benefits for foreigners, the Green Party has championed mass migration. Despite being largely ethnically homogeneous for most of its history, Green Party leader Zach Polanski has been at the forefront of arguing that mass migration is a core component of British identity, saying last year that migration is our DNA as a country, it is our superpower. Going further, in a last-minute political advertisement for the Thursday election, the Green Party released a video featuring their candidate, Hannah Spencer, speaking to voters in Urdu, the national language and lingua franca of Pakistan. In a translation offered by Westminster blog Guido Fox, the video is reported to have said, "A cruel politician can win if we don't vote green to stop the reforms. Workers, cleaners, drivers, mothers, it's us who keep this area running. But the politicians are not working for us. The reforms want to break up our communities. They want to deport families who have lived here for years, and they want to tax people born abroad even more. They give air to Islamophobia, and they put our safety and dignity at risk. But there is another way. I know, wherever I am in the world, whom I represent. I know what it means to work hard to earn a living, and I also know how to hold power and greed accountable. On February 26, let's unite our vote behind the Greens." Guido Fox further reported that the Green Party had campaigned in all 14 mosques in the constituency last Friday in its final push to drive out the Muslim vote, a major voting bloc in the area, which has been transformed in recent decades through mass migration. Targeting the Muslim vote has been a key strategy for the Greens as they seek to supplant the Labour Party as the principal leftist power in the country. Amid this effort, the party has elevated Bangladeshi heritage Muslim councillor Mathan Ali as deputy leader of the party. Ali has previously faced criticism for publicly supporting the October 7 terror attacks on Israel, previously saying that the Islamist Hamas terrorists had a right to fight back against the Jewish state. Ali has also argued that the anti-terror prevent program should be abolished for specifically targeting Muslims and not focusing enough on the supposed threat of the far right, despite reports consistently finding the exact opposite. In the wake of the Urdu advertisement from the leftist party, Matt Goodwin commented, "What this by-election has shown is that the Greens are a Trojan horse for sectarianism, for anti-Semitism, for woke extremism, for legalizing all drugs, for sexualizing our children, for deflecting from Islamist terror, for open borders. Everybody can see it, vote reform." Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.